When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, it's Henry with the Film Buds podcast. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, please let us know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks. 77. Let's do something that's a little bit different. First time doing this. Actually, maybe second time, I guess, since I just did Ghostbusters Afterlife on repeat viewings. I want to talk about David Fincher's The Killer, which was the very first movie that I reviewed on our daily series, which started back in late January, I think. So you can check out my initial viewing review of that. And so I figured, hey, I want to rewatch this. I think there's some things I missed the first time around. I love David Fincher. I always want to give him the benefit of the doubt because I am a huge, huge fan of his. And I figured maybe this is something that we could do occasionally where, especially if it's a newer film that I've only seen once, I'll rewatch it if I have that interest, or if someone out there wants me to rewatch something and give it another chance, I'll do like a second viewing, a third viewing, whatever. So if you have any thoughts on that, let me know. But I'll just do the synopsis just in case you're unfamiliar with it or you need a refresher. So The Killer is done by David Fincher, stars Michael Fassbender, Tilda Swinton, Charles Burnell. And the synopsis is, after a fateful near miss, an assassin battles his employers and himself on an international manhunt he insists isn't personal. Well, I gave this one, spoiler, I gave this one a 4 out of 5 on my first viewing. I thought it was solid, but to me, and I still in some ways think it is lesser Fincher, but as I said earlier, I think the intrigue and rewatchability of a lot of his movies drew me into wanting to watch it again, and I do want to watch it again and again down the road. And I think that I won't repeat myself or try not to repeat myself too much from the initial viewing. I'll just stack on to what I said. I think the movie is still at about the same level, maybe a half star rating higher than it was the first time. I think it left more of a mark on me this time around than it did on the first viewing. I like all of the direction, of course. It's directed so fluidly, edited so well. The music, one thing I read about the sound work was that they, and I notice it a lot more this time around than I did the first, where the sound is being used in a fairly unique, ambitious way, where how the movie is cut and edited, that is, the sound is intermixed within that, where if he's inside a room, the sound transitions from interior sounds to outside sounds. And then when he's listening to music, if you're in his POV, you're hearing him as he hears the music at that volume. And then when it cuts away, you're hearing a muffled version of that. And if he's riding a motorcycle, you hear what he's listening to or hearing within the helmet. And then when it cuts away, like outside shots, you hear the sounds of the city. So it's actually like, that's something I really was like, wow, that's amazing. And feels very signature Fincher in that way, in terms of him playing with editing and sound. Like, it's amazing and how that's done. And I wish that had gotten more praise, because I don't know if I've actually ever seen another movie that does it in that way. So I think all the technical aspects of the movie worked a lot better for me. Maybe I was watching it on a better sound system. That could have been it. I encourage you all to watch this with very good sound, because that adds a lot. All the stuff I said originally, great performances. Love Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. They are amazing always. Love their score. So good. The chapter structure I like, and it worked a little bit better for me this time around. The pacing worked better, and I think I found it a little bit more funny as well. Like the deadpan sort of academic inner monologue of him. I know some people really found that to be a bore and tedious, but in some ways, I think it's meant to be a little tedious because he's so, at least in some ways, calculated. And I think the meaning of the movie, I'll try not to spoil it too much, where he comes across very calculated and on top of things, but then he's actually not really most of the time. Things always go wrong, and that feels very human and very Finchery, where he's taking something that would originally be seen as someone who can do anything perfectly, and they're actually not, because they're just a human being that works. And it has a lot of the signature Fincher stuff of someone being obsessed with something like The Social Network or some others. And that's something I personally attach to, because I can become very obsessive about things and have that very singular focus where nothing else really matters. So I think it's still a very solid movie, underrated in my opinion. I hate, as I said a while back, that it was released on Netflix primarily. I wish it had been more of a theatrical release. There's just something about Netflix that makes it feel lesser. Same thing with Mank. So I don't like that new addition to Fincher's release style, but is what it is. Can't do anything about it. So I would still check it out. It's worth watching. It's unconventional. It's not too long and very unique still. Doesn't always mean it's perfect, but still very unique. And that's something to say of itself. So I think I'm going to give that one a light, light 4.5 out of 5.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.